CTE is a progressive degenerative brain disease caused by multiple hits to the head.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that's why I didn't say CTE, it's a little mouthful. It's been found in these football players, you know, who've had multiple hits to the head. But the truth is that these changes can be occurring even when they are much, much younger.
Adam Briner, doctor of family medicine at the NeuroEdge Brain Performance Center in Fairfield, Connecticut, says parents and coaches should be aware of their child's symptoms when they receive a concussion.
Well, rest is the first thing, and that's kind of the standard of care. What people say is just to rest, so it's not doing any in-depth cognitive exercises, not watching TV, not going to school, staying off the phone, keeping in a calm environment.
If someone is recovering from a concussion, Dr. Briner suggests taking the victim to a neurologist to receive hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which helps the body and the brain get the oxygen it needs to reduce inflammation from a concussion. Briner also says the cognitive training, neurofeedback, can help stabilize the brain after a concussion. According to the 2013 report from the Utah Department of Health's Violence and Injury Prevention Program, more than a third of people who had a concussion said they had symptoms of a concussion and never told anyone. More than 1 in 6, or 16%, said they were told by a doctor they had a concussion or symptoms of a concussion. 15.3% reported they were removed from play by a coach because a concussion was suspected. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Nick Herman.